Hello, my name is John Harper. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a mechanical engineer from Wellington, New Zealand. At least that's what I do during the day. At night, I'm a novelist. Right now, I'm writing an official tie-in novel for the computer game Elite Dangerous. This opportunity to write a canon novel is an absolute dream come true for me. I first played Elite in 1988 as a 6-year-old on the Atari ST. This game became my life. I lived the game, I took the manual to bed and read it over and over, I drew pictures of Cobra Mark III's and Coriolis space stations. And then I started writing Elite stories. With time, I moved on to Frontier and First Encounters. My fan fiction moved on too, the quality increasing with my writing experience. I kept the torch alive between 1996 and now by hanging out at the Alt Elite news group and the Alioth Net bulletin board. I contributed to communal fan fiction series such as the huge Plasma Accelerator saga. Then late last year, Elite 4 or Elite Dangerous launched on Kickstarter, seeking funding to design and code a new chapter in this epic game's history. For those that don't know how Kickstarter works, anyone can put a page up describing their project and their plan. They ask for money and offer rewards as payment. Elite Dangerous offered as one of their rewards the chance to write a piece of official fiction. The catch? It costs £4,500. And so I turned to Indiegogo. With the help of a tremendously generous team of supporters, I sourced enough money to make the pledge to Elite Dangerous, and thus started my journey as a writer of official tie-in fiction. I'm busy writing the draft right now. It's an incredible experience, and I want to share it with you. I'll be broadcasting from various places around the Elite Dangerous universe, catching up with my followers, discussing the latest gossip from the Elite forums, and discussing my progress with the novel and my thought processes that go in behind it. So please come and join us. I'll be releasing a new podcast every 2 weeks or so to help keep you up to date. I also have a website at andhearthewheel.co.nz, which I update regularly, and I'm also on Twitter at andhearthewheel. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next Commander's Log for And Hear the Wheel.